Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 1, we finished with the preliminary announcements. So let's get right into the study of 1 John today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Okay, well, I better get into our study today because we're starting the fourth chapter here of 1 John. Oh boy, I tell you what, I'm excited about this. 1 John chapter 4. And verse 1. So without further ado, let's just get right into it, okay? Now, in your Bibles, we read in verse 1, Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. I want to ask you a question. Do you honestly know? Know what or whom, you might ask. I speak of knowing personally the Holy Spirit, or as the Bible also calls him, the Holy Ghost. That is, do you know his character, his person? How would you know? What is your system of identifying the false and distinguishing it from the true? Even when the false comes from the lips of people that you know, that you love, and trust, we need to remember that Satan is a deceiver. He's even able to deceive those good people that we love and trust. Now, as we get into this fourth chapter, the first six verses of this chapter seem to make up one paragraph. Now, again, let me just say this. The Greek wasn't divided into paragraphs. This is more of an English thing. We divide it into paragraphs, and we divide the paragraph by the subject of a paragraph. And so these first six verses seem to be that one subject. Now, if I were dividing it by paragraphs, this is the first paragraph. Now, as the book progresses, the Holy Spirit of God is now showing us the importance of fellowship. Now, again, when you see the word fellowship in the Bible, it's not talking about getting together and drinking coffee and eating some cake and things like that, or just having a little social event together. No, the word fellowship actually has the idea of a partnership. I believe in England they have a better idea of that than we do here in America, in that they have a fellowship they all give to young men or young ladies that make it academically at a high rate. And so they bring them in in a fellowship for their postgraduate training, whereas they pay for that further education for them. But in return, a lot of their research and a lot of the work they do is for the school. And so it's called a fellowship. And that's another word for partnership. So we're in fellowship with God, or partnership with God, as we are engaged in a great spiritual warfare. So partnership with God under his command is very vital in our personal lives this side of heaven. It's very vital if we're going to be victorious in the spiritual warfare, because our spiritual warfare will be lifelong, because Satan will oppose us all our life. So as we look at this text, I ask again the question here, look at this verse. Do you know God's Holy Spirit? He says, Beloved, believe not every spirit. Now, the last verse of chapter 3 in verse 24 stated, and he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us. Now, if you are saved, do you know that Spirit that dwelleth in us? In one example, during the life of Christ on earth, and by the way, you know, when the Bible gives us an example, that's usually the best example. It's not one we make up. It's one that's already there that God's provided for us. But during the life ministry of Christ here on earth, John and James saw Samaritans who were working against them to not let them pass through because they were as if they were going to Jerusalem. And so they didn't like that. And so they asked Jesus, if we should call fire down from heaven upon them to consume them. Well, Jesus replied to them in Luke chapter 9, verses 55 and 56. But he turned and rebuked them and said, ye know not what manner of spirit you're of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. Now, they knew that Elijah did that in the scriptures. He called down fire. Remember, the king sent three groups of 50 soldiers to get Elijah. And they'd say, thou man of God, the king said, come down. He said, well, if I'm the man of God, then let fire come down from heaven and consume you. The first two groups got consumed. The captain of the third group was a little bit smarter, and he says, please. He says, my king sent me here. He'll kill me if I don't come back with you. And if I tell you to come down, you'll kill me. So please, just have mercy on me. He didn't know what to do. And so Elijah, at God's direction, of course, goes down with him, and he warns the king. But again, Elijah called down fire from heaven. So I can imagine James and John, knowing that Elijah had done this, they think, look at what they're doing to our Lord and Savior. We need to call fire down from heaven upon them. You see, there was a spirit that used Scripture, an evil spirit that used Scripture, and the spirit was able to deceive them. What kind of a spirit uses Scripture to deceive them? Well, didn't Satan do that to Jesus in the wilderness when he tried to say something about Jesus to jump off the pinnacle of the temple? Your angels wouldn't suffer you to really stub your toes, what they were saying to him. And the Lord told him, don't tempt the Lord your God. And so Satan, through his angels, those devils, he still does that today. Tries to use the scriptures to corrupt the scriptures, to twist the scriptures, and mislead men. So we must always, always, always try the spirits. That's what the Bible tells us to do. And so that's what we're supposed to do. See, we live in a day when people get caught up in theories. And Satan adds some verses to it. Then, when pride or emotions are high, and we've talked to others, we say, we need to know when the truth is, it's not a truth they need to know, it's more of a sowing of discord. But admitting wrong because of the statements and the matter said to others kind of brings them down in their pride, just like with John and James getting ready to call down fire, and he says, you don't know what spirit you're of. See, pride keeps us from making things right at times. Now, doesn't seem like James and John had a problem there, and Jesus was there, so they better not have a problem. But so often, we have a problem with making things right. But you see, what happened with James and John, what happens with people today, they get caught up in a philosophy, maybe a marketing scheme or something else, or somebody has the scriptures and they've twisted it and wrestled it. And so they came up with something that sounds pretty good. Sounds spiritual. It sounds like it's of God. But it's not the whole counsel of God. And so it's deceptive. But you get into it, then it gets harder to admit, oh my goodness, I was deceived. But don't forget, we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 13 through 15, for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work. Now, I've watched, having pastored three churches in over 40 years now, and growing up in a pastor's home, that people get together and they talk. But instead of talking to edification, it is often a misuse of scripture that leads to division and eventually people leaving the place God gave them. Satan deceives so easily too many. One of the things that I can remember pastors used to warn us of, and they warn you in colleges and things like that, be careful of home Bible studies that are not under the pastor, under his direction. And they'll go off. Calvinism has been brought in, tongues have been brought in, and some strange doctrines come in that way. And yet the one teaching it will sound so good. And when there's a difference, because he's read Dr. So-and-so's book, and your pastor doesn't say that, Dr. So-and-so, because he wrote the book, is right. Well, that's not necessarily so. So, regardless, that teacher should go to the pastor and have the pastor explain why he's right or why he's wrong. And I think you get off a whole lot better that way, but so many miss that. And so we see that Satan, as an angel of light, and his ministers, sometimes it's devils, sometimes it's preachers, that he's gotten gained control of, that they all seem like they're ministers of righteousness. I remember one pastor telling the story of a lady in his church was out of town during the week of Easter and went to her daughter's church, and it was a liberal's church. And she said, "Pastor, I went to with my daughter to her church last week, and that pastor, you were talking about being a liberal place, but he preached on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And boy, just really did a good job with it." And this pastor said, "Well, I'm glad to hear that, but go back. Would you go back or get in contact with that pastor and find out if he believes in the bodily resurrection of Christ?"
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.